game against Shiner is made possible by St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Burton ISD, Collier Construction, Sendero Arbor Care, Brenham National Bank, Dahman and Associates, BVR Material, Quality Glass, Burton Meat Processing, Brenham Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woodson Lumber Company, Blinn College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Kendura Tile, Citizen State Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guys, First Baptist Church of Burton, Hody Farms, Tegler Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Tilleman Construction, Daryl Kiki, Katie and Trent, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back with Javi Jr. and Daryl in the pregame right after these words from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you'd like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with the friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, Go Panthers!
Sendero Arbor Care is thrilled to congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and their dedicated coaches on an incredible achievement, making it to the playoffs. At Sendero Arbor Care, they specialize in providing professional tree care services to keep trees on both residential and commercial properties healthy. If you need expert tree care at your home or business, call 979-836-4517. They're dedicated to serving the community with hard work and integrity, ensuring that your trees and property are in excellent hands. Call Sendero Arbor Care today for the health of your trees and property.
All right, back here to Bastrop, and we're ready for game two, but first a little pregame action here. Javi Jr. with Daryl Kiki, and we went out, did the scouting out in the stands, but you know, Daryl was able to see his grandbaby out there, plenty of Burton crowds, and you know, Daryl very tight-knit with this crowd here. And they're all extremely happy out there, but I think the sentiment was the same for everybody, huh, Daryl? It's game one. It's nice that we got it, but I think they already forgot about that. They're on to game two.
Yeah. No, we have done only a small bit of this piece of pie. If we don't finish it in this second one, yeah, we live to fight another day. But anytime you got a team down, partner, you got to put them away, and that's what all my buddies in the stands here, they're smalls, but they're not shouts. So that tells me that they're hungry. I just challenge my girls in the stands that I want a loud two bits for Burton when my boys come back. Look, that's what I like to see over there, because it is in big man's hands. When you got a bunch of young kids that are praying, that's what it's about. You know, big man, he's the one that's going to help you whether you're going to win or lose and stuff. And I am so proud of them boys. And this is going to be a fun game. How about this cloud cover, man? You know, if we were hay hauling, you know what we used to call it? And I don't think this is going to be bad on the radio. We used to call it a bunch of dead hay haulers that are up in the sky blocking the sun. Must be a bunch of ball players up there saying, you know, that was pretty warm. Even though I said that them boys are too young to know that it's hot. But what a beautiful night for a doubleheader. The wind is blowing. Everybody is smiling on the left side in the red, in the purple. You know they got to be a little nervous. I mean, you told me now this is what they call their number one dude that's going to throw this second game and everything. In my books, you got to win that first game to get that momentum. We did that. We got T. Witt on the mound for us. Love his attitude. You know that he wants to be a little more dominant than he was when he threw the last game last week for us. He's a competitor. He's a bulldog. He wants it. It's going to be a fun game.
Yeah, now part of the scouting report is that, you know, while the Clifford is a very strong pitcher, he's more of a curveball, breaking ball pitcher. We should see more here from Poehler, Landon Poehler, up to pitch for the Shiner Comanches is some more fastball action. So can these boys adjust? You saw them. It's super important, like you mentioned. You love to see it. They're out there getting their prayers in, making sure they're nice, connected, and they know what it's all about at the end of the day, because this is the kind of things that they're going to remember for the rest of their lives. You've been there. I've been there. It's something that is truly important, and they have all the momentum on their side, and they're going to look to keep that momentum going here in Game 2. We'll be back with some more pregame after a word from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs. They would like to thank all the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
And I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all-new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenjura Tile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
All right, we're ready to rock and roll here in Burton for game two of the 2A regional final between the Burton Panthers and the Shiner Comanches. Game one went to Burton with a 4-1 victory, and now they will be the home team batting in the bottom of the innings. After game one being Shiner. No change of uniform, though, because there's no time for that. We're ready to play ball. The announcer has already shouted play ball. And just a quick update here, obviously no time to get through every starting lineup, but we are going to get through the changes of what, because not a lot of changes here. Charlie Clifford comes off the mound, and on comes Landon Poehler for the Comanches. With Landon Poehler, he was the DH. Now the pitcher, Charlie Clifford, slides over to the third base position. And other than that, those are the only changes for the Shiner Comanches. For the Burton Panthers, Tyler Witt goes to the pitcher position. Ryder Biggs slides over to shortstop. And going on to third base is going to be Houston Hody. And those are the only changes for the Burton Panthers. And right on time, we're ready to kick things off. Here comes Tyler Witt with the first pitch. And that one's going to be low for a ball, 1-0, to Carson Schutte, who we saw did have a good game last time out. And like Daryl said, he looks and plays like a true ball player.
Yeah, he's a player.
Next pitch, fouled back by Schutte. Even up the count, 1-1.
That boy Witt, get in his kitchen.
And now can Tyler Witt have a strong game? We've seen him have strong games all year. Not as dominant his last time out, so he'll be looking to compensate for that with a dominant performance here. Let's see what he gives us. 1-1. Ooh, inside, almost hits the batter, and he tries to sell it a little bit, tries to sell that it hit him, yeah. But the umpire saw that it did not, and maybe grazed the sleeve of his shirt there, but 2-1.
Attaboy.
And that one is going to catch that knee-high outside corner for Tyler Witt on the fastball. 2-2.
Come on, T. Snap one off right here and finish him.
Looking to get a first out of the game here. Witt nods over at Raymer, likes what he sees. Gives him one down low. That's going to fill up the count. 3-2. And you can tell not what Tyler Witt was looking for there. He was looking to catch that knee-high outside corner with a fastball. It just leaves it a little low. And Braden Martin, you see, gives him a look, lets him know, I'm going to need that one a little higher. Let's see if Tyler Witt gives it to him. Likes the signal from Raymer here, from Braden Martin. Here it is. And that one's going to be a hopper. Up comes Hody, picks it up, and slings it over to first base. But Schutte is going to be able to beat the throw from Houston Hody, and that's going to put him on first base with a single to lead off the game. On a full count, it goes the way of the Shiner Comanches, and they now have a runner on first with no outs, and up comes Jake Semper.
You got to think that Shiner's going to try to make things happen. This cat can run, that's on first base. I think he stole two or three bases last game.
We saw plenty of base running from him last game. He got to second on an error and then third on a steal and then was thrown out by Braden Martin at home on what was a vital play to last game. Crucial, crucial turning point. This one, a hopper, going to get over to Tosta. Tosta's going to give it to second. And on the slide, Ryder Biggs is going to get taken out by Schutte. And you got to think maybe an interference call there, but heads-up play by Schutte.
It was clean.
It looks like he was on his line, so there's no call to be made. But he did take Ryder Biggs out a feet out from under him.
Heck of a play, though, by Tosta and Biggs to get that lead runner.
Sure thing. I mean, they were looking for the double play, but we'll take one out.
Absolutely.
With only a runner on first now, play being made.
Pick him
second.
Off first, buddy.
And here comes Charlie Clifford, who was pitching last game, but this game he'll be on third base, and he's a right-handed batter for the Comanches. Here's the first pitch by Witt, a beautiful breaking ball over the plate, catches the strike zone, 0-1.
Attaboy, Tyler. Going.
And the steal attempt here, Ryder Biggs is going to have a chance to make a play, and he's going to be a little late on the tag there. Oh, actually, it got past the glove of Biggs and to Tosta, and that's why the play was not in time.
A little miscommunication there. Both both of them, the short and second baseman, were covering the bag.
And you know, Coach Thaler is going to have a word with them when they get to the dugout. We got to communicate better there. Communication is key in these kind of games. Tyler Wade looking back at second. Gives one now. And one that comes off of him.
Eat it.
With a bounces and hits him right in the hip. And he tries to make the play. Good reflexes to get his hand to it, but not able to get his hand on it correctly. And it gets off his hip and goes for a base hit. We're not going to give him an error there because that's a hard play to make.
Yeah, it's base hit all the way.
And that's going to be one out now. Runners on the corners with number 15, Jacob Narada, up. Only one out. And the Comanches are in a position to get off to a good start here. Fouled off right side. Deep foul territory in the right field. 0-1. And you see Narada, I mean, he is a strong catcher, but he got some pop on that bat. You can tell when he swings that one was, he was on it a little late, which is why I fouled it off, but that was some good contact. 0-1. Tyler Witt's going to put this one, trying to look for that knee-high outside corner. Umpire takes his time with that call, does not give it to him. 1-1.
Here we go. Get a nap. Boy.
And this is going to be fly foul. 1-2. Tyler Witt jumps ahead of the count.
Boy, it's sweet to get a ground ball right by second base to Biggs, and let's turn two.
So it's Simper on third, Clifford on first. Only one out. Jacob Narada at the plate. Here's the pitch from Witt. That one inside. 2-2.
You all right, Witt? Come get him, buddy.
The Panthers need two outs here. Keep everybody. A strikeout would be beautiful here from Tyler Witt with 2-2 count. And a break ball right on cue here as Javi Jr. gets a prediction of his own to match Daryl. Oh, man.
You're learning.
I feel like Daryl right now because that was a breaking ball that catches the top of the strike zone beautifully. Swing and miss there by Jacob Narada. He goes down swinging for the first strikeout of the game.
All right, boys, don't relax here. Make a play. We need three.
And up comes the pitcher for this game, Landon Poehler. His last game had two singles. He's going to pop this one up. Looking at it is Logan Tosta. But going to get called off there by Brady Griffin. You see Tosta there gives him a pat on the back, says, hey, great job having my back there. And that'll do it and retire the side with no runs on the board in a sticky situation. The Burton Panthers leave two runners stranded on the corners, and we'll get to the bottom of the first inning scoreless after a word from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agent. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealership lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
All right, up comes Tyler Witt to lead things off here in the bottom of the first inning for the Burton Panthers. And on the mound now is Landon Poehler, a pitcher for the Comanches who has plenty of speed on his fastball. And he's going to show it there on the very first pitch in knee-high inside corner, catches it 0-1.
Lead us off, Tyler.
But Tyler Witt, an equally strong batter as he is a pitcher, done a great job today leading things off. Last game he had a single to lead off the game. He'll be looking to start this one off exactly the same way. 1-1 here. Here's a pitch from Poehler, and Tyler Witt's going to get a hold of that one. It's going to be right side, just foul down the right side in right field. 1-2. And a collective gasp here from both sides. Burton, because they thought that one was going to stay fair. And Shiner just happy to see it go foul.
Got a battle now, Witt.
So here we go. 1-2 count here to Tyler Witt. Poehler's going to give him one. That one's going to be a chopper down to the shortstop. Schutte is going to make the throw. It's going to get over the head of the first baseman for the Shiner Comanches. Landon Christensen not able to make the play on the ball, but that's actually not his fault. Schutte put one way over his head, and for as good of a ball player as he is, that's the second time we see him do that today. Once in one, game one, and now in game two.
He had to rush that throw because he was a little bit in the hole, and with Witt's speed, he knew he had to rush that throw, and he let it go a little low, and it was rising. Tossed it out, put this ball down.
So Tyler Witt doesn't get a single, but he does get on base by forcing the error from Carson Schutte at shortstop. Tossed it, looking to put a bunt down, but unfortunately he's gonna get under it. Good job to get it in front of the plate, but just caught it a little low and it pops up right to the pitcher. So Landon Poehler able to make the play for the out, tries to swing it over to first base for another out, but Tyler Witt able to get back in time. Up comes Ryder Biggs.
Might see our boy run right here.
Pickoff attempt there. It's almost like they heard you, Daryl.
I got to talk a little quieter then.
And we've seen that all day, you know, Coach Thaler being aggressive with the steal attempts, and Coach Bodenker on the Shiner side continuing with the pickoff attempts. And, you know, you're usually not going to get a pickoff attempt, but it's the purpose that it serves of keeping, making the runners think twice. And it's done its job so far here today. So 0-1 here to Ryder Biggs.
Stay in there with it, Ryder.
Fastball inside, takes it 1-1.
Come on, 3.
Another pickoff attempt at first base is going to be unsuccessful. Tyler Witt isn't going to shy away from taking a leadoff. He's got that length. He's got reactions. He's got length. Oh, there he goes. Oh, popped
up. Get back. Get
back. Right side. You got to get back. That one's going foul. Opportunity for the right fielder to make a play. He does just that.
Nice play out there.
So right fielder Coy Herman tracks it into foul territory and makes a play. And Ryder Biggs hoping that one would just fall foul, but unfortunately he's going to be out on the flyout. And up comes the cleanup hitter, Ruben Rodriguez, with two outs. He has an opportunity to bring in Tyler Witt or push him over. And he has done so all year. Ruben Rodriguez, a very, very strong batter outside. And Darryl, as strong a batter, he is just as strong as a fielder. As we saw last game, him make some fantastic plays and reads and out in center field.
Absolutely. Now he needs to hit a gap so they can both run.
And he's going to do just that. He's going to put it in the left field, but he put too much air under it. And left fielder Caleb Lehnert is going to come up to make the play and retire the side. Still scoreless here through one inning in Bastrop between the Burton Panthers and the Ryder Comanches. You see as Tyler Witt comes off, he's going to get some words from Coach Thaler. But a good job there by Tyler Witt to get on base. He gets stranded, though, with three up, three down after he gets on. And that's going to be scoreless heading into the top of the second inning. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegan Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, Go Panthers!
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman and Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman and Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Hody Farms in Burton is a proud supporter of the Panthers baseball and Lady Panthers softball teams as they head into the playoffs. A special shout out to their own, Natalie and Houston. Your family is so proud of you both. For your next show pigs, for 4-H or FFA projects, give Hody Farms in Burton a call. 979-251-4718. Good luck in the playoffs. Go Big Red, all the way to state.
All aboard!
All aboard the Burton train here in Bastrop. As we get started, it's for the top of the second inning. Tyler Witt up on the mound, and he has two strikes in his first two pitches. 0-2, well ahead of the count here, looking for his second strikeout of the game. Fly ball over to Ruben Rodriguez in center. He's going to track it into his glove. That's going to be one up, one down here for the Burton Panthers on only three pitches. Great job, Tyler Witt. And a fantastic play by Ruben Rodriguez making that catch in center field look routine, which for him, it is.
Keep that leadoff batter off base, boys.
Not able to do that in the first, but they do so here in the second. And up comes Landon Christensen after Bodie Werner flew out. and a breaking ball that just carries a hair above the strike zone there for Tyler Witt. That's going to make it 1-0. This one outs up and away for Tyler Witt, 2-0.
Hey, you come back and find it now, Tyler.
This one up top again, that's going to make it 3-0, and Tyler Witt finds himself in a hole here. Let's see if he can battle back. He's got to find the strike zone. Some interesting gloves there on Christensen, number 12. Some cotton candy colored gloves. Tyler Witt does a great job on a breaking ball, finds that outside, that upper outside corner of the strike zone, 3-1. We've had some colorful equipment from the Shiner side, huh?
That's it.
3-1, here it is. Tyler Witt's going to put it there and over the plate. Good job. Gets Christensen to foul out. That's going to make it a full count. Tyler Witt right on cue. Battles back in this at-bat. Started off 3-0. He comes back with a strike and then a foul. 3-2. Let's see what he has here on the full count. Here's a pitch for Tyler Witt. And fouled back. Christensen's going to stay alive. Make him earn it.
My buddy Martin took one off the... off the hand a little bit again. Umpire's giving him a little break.
And Braden Martin, last week we saw him get a little banged up. Had some bad luck with some bounces.
Kind of a magnet. All right. Come on, Tyler. Finish him here. Win this battle.
So full count here. Tyler Witt's going to wind up. Here's the pitch. And another foul ball, this time left side. Over the left field fence. That's going to make it 3-2. He stays alive. Good battle here between Christensen and Witt. Christensen the lefty against the righty Witt. Usually the pitcher has the advantage in these kind of matchups.
You confident enough he's going to break this ball in there?
Oh, I'm sure. Ooh,
oh, he swung.
Puts one
he
inside.
Swung.
It's going to be a swing, but it gets... it comes off the batter and... goes to the backstop, so he's going to take his base one way or another. Yeah. I think they're going to call that a hit by pitch.
No, I think he rang him up, but...
but the ball got away from Braden Martin.
Yeah, Braden didn't have a chance on that one.
Yeah, so with the... it was going to be a strikeout on a check swing that got... that he, the batter Christensen went around on, but it came off of his shin, looked like, so it got away from Braden Martin. And he's able to take his base there. So it puts a runner on first. And a bunt attempt here by the next batter. That's number 5, Bo Baim.
Got one out here. Let's find another one, boys.
Only a runner on first, far from a desperate situation here for the Panthers, but you know Tyler Witt is going to want a strikeout here. 0-1 jumps ahead of the count. Showing bunt again is Baim. Tyler Witt's going to pick it up, and he's going to make the play at first.
Nice.
Beautiful
job.
Throw there. Put it on a rope over to Eli Yeager, and that's going to be the second out of the inning. It does push Christensen to second. But safe play there by Tyler Witt. He'll take the runner on second. And up comes number 8, Caleb Lienert.
This will be number 9 in the order.
Yes, sir. This is all the way through the lineup now.
Come on. We got to get this out here, boys.
We already saw one bunt attempt. You know, surely he won't be doing so with two outs. So no need to worry about that. He pulls this one right side, or pushes this one right side for a foul ball, does the right-handed batter Lehner.
Go get him, Tyler. Go get him. Finish here with a K.
So ahead of the count is Tyler Witt, 0-1. He's got a runner on second who Christensen's jumpy over there. He looks like he wants to go. We saw Coach Bodenkirch send a runner with two outs last game to third. That was shooty. Let's see if he does it again. Breaking ball there by Tyler Witt is going to be in that upper part of the strike zone over the plate. Great pitch there. Freezes up Caleb Lehnert, and that'll be 0-2 now.
Come back with it, buddy. Finish him.
See if Tyler Witt can get his second strikeout of the game here. It's going to be a line drive to center field. It's going to drop in front of Ruben Rodriguez. Ruben Rodriguez is going to make the throw to home, but it's not going to be in time. That's going to be a run for the Shiner Comanches here in the top of the second inning. Just a good hit ball there by Caleb Lienert. 0-2 count, and he puts it into center field in front of Ruben Rodriguez. And Ruben Rodriguez, we saw him make a play last game where he put it on a rifled it over to home, but this time no hesitation from the runner, Christensen, and that's going to be a run, 1-0 here in favor of the Comanches, and we're back to the top of the order with Carson Schutte. Had a single his last time out. He's got a runner on first here, two outs. And first one's going to be too high, according to the umpire.
Too much plate up there on that last pitch.
You see 1-0 here. A little bit of protest from the Burton crowd. Saw plenty of that from Shiner in game one. And this one right side going to get fouled, 1-1. It's going to roll off to the right field fence in foul territory.
Hey, we only need one out, boys. We got two.
All right, here it is, 1-1. Two outs. Tyler Witt just needs one more to get out of this inning. They have allowed one run, but they're... Oh, the runner goes at second to second, and the throw in time.
Oh,
great play there by Ryder Biggs. The throw was off to the right, but Biggs with the hustle, able to sprint over, get the catch, and as the runner was passing him, he tags him. That's going to retire the side. One run scored by the Shiner Comanches, and that's a 1-0 ball game in favor of them. But the Burton Panthers will have a chance to respond here in the bottom of the second inning. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
You've always dreamed of building a barndominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Or visit ddmbuildings.com.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
When personal loss visits a family, we often hear that only time will heal the wounds. Time will, and so will care and concern.
It was good just to feel the care and concern of others.
That really helped us. Nothing can take away the difficult emotions, but our staff will show they care with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Back here for the bottom of the second inning with the Burton Panthers trailing 1-0. And they, on the first batter, He did go out. That was Eli Yeager getting thrown out. And here is Braden Martin.
2-1 count to Martin. Need base runner here, buddy.
And Braden Martin looking to build on what was a strong performance last game. Carry that momentum over to this one. He's going to take the next one upstairs. 3-1 now. Finds himself well ahead of the count here. And Braden Martin, a very disciplined batter. He's going to allow the pitcher to make mistakes if he's going to give it to him. Let's see what he does here. 3-1. And puts a fly ball right side foul territory over the dugout of the Shiner Comanches. And number 12, Christian, is going to let that one go out of play. And that's going to make it 3-2 full count now to Braden Martin. And that was one to swing at. It was up in the strike zone over the plate.
You can do it, Braden. Get you one here.
Just didn't quite catch it. So full count. Here is the pitch. And this one's going to be a fly ball. A little too much air under it. And right to the center fielder of the Comanches, Bo Bame. Able to track it into his glove. That's going to make it two outs now in the inning.
We're hitting a lot of balls right on the nose, which is a good sign and everything here. Come on, Brady.
Now it's time for Brady Griffin, the lone starting senior on this Burton baseball team. With two outs, he's going to put a fly ball right side, maybe in area to make a play. It's going to be a tough play.
And
a great hustle play there by the Comanche. Coy Herman, plenty of hustle to get to that one. He was right on that right field fence, and that's a right field fence that's well into right field territory. And he makes the play, bangs against the fence, and that's a three up, three down inning for the Shiner Comanches as they hold on to their 1-0 lead. We'll be back with the top of the third inning after a word from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Back here for the top of the third inning as Tyler Witt takes the mound. The Shiner Comanches are back to the top of their order with Carson Schutte here to lead off the top of the third. His last time out, he did get on base with a single and scored the lone run of the game. I apologize, that was Landon Christensen in the second. Schutte was one of the batters. He got thrown out stealing second. One out to Schutte.
That boy.
That one's going to catch that knee-high outside corner. 1-1. And foul back on the next one. 1-2. And plenty of energy coming from the dugout of Burton. Every time they have chants going on, they're trying to get their players going. And Thaler giving some signals over there to Tyler Witt.
Popped
up from Schutte. Here comes Logan Tossa tracking it. He's going to make the play with a 1-2 count. It's a pop-up and an out. The first out of the inning. And that leads off the top of the third with a positive note for the Burton Panthers. Up next is going to be Jake Simper, who got on base with a fielder's choice his last time out in the first inning. And this was going to be outside. Here to Simper. And Simper's going to put this on a line drive right field. That's going to fall. That's going to make its way to the corner. He's trying to get second. He's going to get second. That's going to be a double for Jake Simper. So he continues to get on base after getting on base in the first. He does so again here in the top of the third. And flip-flopping the momentum, the Shiner Comanches have started with the momentum in this one. They lead 1-0. But this game's still well in the grasp of the Burton Panthers. If they can get out of this inning, they'll have a chance to do some damage. But first, here is Charlie Clifford.
They're behind, Tyler, but just getting it inside that line.
And that one's going to be a ball low for the umpire, 1-0. And nothing you could do on that hit. It was just a solid hit over into the opposite field. And
perfect line drive to right.
Exactly. And just rolled into the corner over there. 2-0.
Got to have it, Tyler. Let's go, buddy.
So now 2-0 count here. Tyler Witt, what we're seeing from him today is a little bit of struggling to find the strike zone, but we know that he's very much capable of getting in the zone. Fouled right side, 2-1. And on that double by Jake Simper, I mean, anytime you see a ball go into the corner, it's going to be at least a double.
Yeah. It's good job by Brady cutting that off because...
Limit the damage.
The speed that this cat got, he could have legged that in the three if he would have bobbled it.
That's true. So 2-1 here. Tyler Witt is going to put a breaking ball that stays upstairs on him. 3-1 now. He finds himself behind the count here. And Charlie Clifford, the right-handed batter for the Comanches, is in a good situation here. 3-1. Runner in scoring position at second is Jake Simper after his double. This one right down the middle is going to be a throw to first, and that's going to be on time to Eli Yeager. That's going to be the second out of the inning, but that's going to put Jake Simper on third in position to cause some damage here. Already leading 1-0 are the Shiner Comanches, and up comes Jacob Narada. Now, last time out, Tyler Witt was able to strike out Jacob Narada.
Let's go, Witt. You got two of them out here, boys. Let's go.
So this one right down the middle, and Tyler Witt with the great reflexes makes the catch on the one hopper, jogs it over to first base, hands it to Eli Yeager. That's going to retire the side, and still a 1-0 lead here for the Shiner Comanches. They leave one stranded on third. Great job by the Burton Panthers to get out of that one, and we'll be back with the bottom of the third inning after a word from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
All right, back here for the bottom of the third inning. The Burton Panthers are down 1-0, but they have a chance here to answer back after that run in the second inning. Up to lead things off here is going to be Isaac Modis, who's playing as a designated hitter for the Burton Panthers, right-handed batter, and he's going to get a hold of this one. Fly ball, but it's going to have too much air under. Good play by the center fielder, Bame, who had to get his glove right above the ground there to be able to catch that one. But nonetheless, one up, one down with only one pitch here for the Comanches, and not how the Burton Panthers want to get things started here.
They're playing very shallow out there. 9 out of 10 times that was going to be a base hit.
And the very next batter is Matt Raymer, who we saw come up huge last game. He'll be looking to keep that going. This is his first at-bat of the day. Or of the game, I apologize. It is a doubleheader. But, and next one is a breaking ball over the plate that breaks beautifully there for Poehler. That's going to make it 0-2. Raymer in a tough situation here, down on the count.
Battle, buddy, battle.
He's got to fight hard to get back into this one. Upstairs, good job by Raymer to look that one in.
You can do it, 9.
And for as valuable as he is at the plate, he is a tremendous fielder, but he's going to be looking to make it happen here at the plate. Here it is. That one's going to be a fly ball, right side, foul. No chance for any fielders.
Attaboy.
1-2 now.
Now you got a battleless curveball. He got you set up. He's coming curve.
So with a 1-2 count, Poehler's going to wind up and does exactly that. A curveball in the dirt gets Raymer to go around and goes down swinging on the strikeout. And that'll bring us back to the top of the order. Tyler Witt up to bat. First time out, was able to get on base on an error from the shortstop. Still no hits here for the Burton Panthers. And first one's going to be a curveball that almost hits Tyler Witt in the head. 1-0. And Tyler Witt trying to avoid a second 3-up, 3-down inning in as many innings. And a swing and a miss there by Tyler Witt. Saw one coming over the plate, but it broke in time for Poehler, and a swing and a miss there, 1-1.
Come on, Witt.
On the very next one, he's going to put a grounder over to the second baseman.
Threw it
who
away.
Skies the throw over the first baseman, Christensen. And that's the second time we see that from the Comanches. First, it was from the shortstop, Schutte. This time, it's number 4 over in second base, Jake Simper, making the error. So that's now 2 errors for the Comanches in this game. Does that breathe some life here for the Burton Panthers? They're looking for some momentum. They now have a runner on first. And that's Tyler Witt getting on base again with an error.
Got to make something happen here. Come on, Tosta.
Logan Tosta here, number 4 right-handed batter. First one's going to be too low for a ball.
He's due. He hadn't had a day like he normally does.
He sure is right. We mentioned last time he was up bat that he's due for one. Let's see if he's going to get one. Swing and a miss there by Tosta. Off goes Tyler Witt. He's going to get a steal at second base. But on the swing and miss by Tosta, that's 1-1. And Tosta, honestly, there just chased one upstairs.
All right, Tosta, you can do this. Paint one green out there. Tie this thing up.
That one too low, 2-1.
Come on, four, come on.
Can the Burton Panthers take advantage of the error that the Comanches gave them on the at-bat by Tyler Witt? Inside, almost hit by the pitch, is Tosta on the fastball.
How many times I got to tell you for
3-1. So 3-1 here. Look for Logan Tosta to take this one. No matter what Poehler gives him, make him make the mistake. Let's see what Tosta does. Here's the pitch. Off goes Witt. He's trying to get to third. He's going to get there. So ball four, that is a walk for Tosta and a stolen base from Tyler Witt. He steals his second base, stole second, stole third, and now runners on the corners for the Panthers. Up comes one of their best hitters, Ryder Biggs.
All right, Tosta, don't get picked off. Get in a rundown long enough for him to score. If we're going to see that happen right here, buddy.
So Tosta able to get on base, and you could tell, and that is going to be a huge relief for him. Two outs. Here it is to Biggs. He's going to foul this one back. Biggs swinging big.
Good cut.
But, yeah, beautiful swing there by Biggs. Just fouls it back. 0-1 now. Runners on the corners. That's Tosta at first. Witt at third. We know both of those players can run. And there goes Tosta. And that's going to be a stand-up steal for him.
All right, little Biggs. They are.
Second and third. Biggs has two runners in scoring position. They're only down one run. A chance to make a huge play here and swing the momentum in their favor. Little Biggs at the plate. Big Biggs in the stands. Let's see what Biggs has here. He's going to put one right in the hole to the shortstop. He's going to drop it.
And Tosta will score.
Coming around third is Tosta. He's not going to get there, but one run does come in Tyler Witt, and that's going to tie up this ball game as we head into the top of the fourth inning. It was the Burton Panthers tying things up here in the bottom of the third on another error. That's the third error of the game by the Comanches, second by shortstop Schutte. And that's how the game gets tied up. We'll be back with the top of the fourth inning after a word from our sponsors in an exciting game.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
All right, back here to Burton. I mean, to Bastrop, where the Burton Panthers are taking on the Shiner Comanches, and they have just tied this game up at one run apiece off of a couple of errors from the Comanches. That now puts the Comanches at three errors in this game. And now they'll be up to bat here in the bottom, in the top of the fourth inning. Up to bat for them is going to be Landon Poehler, the pitcher for them. Up top, two high from Tyler Witt, 1-0.
Huge that we get three up, three down right here.
And this is going to be a fly ball. Looks like it's going to be out to the second base position and toss in shallow right field. He's going to track it, make the play, and a good job there. And, yeah, getting a three-up, three-down inning would be huge for the Burton Panthers just to be able to maintain that momentum, because they were able to swing that momentum in their favor in that last inning.
It's a good start.
Tossa does a great job there. And Tossa having to shake off a little bit of an incident there at home plate. The umpire did not get the bat off of the batter's circle in time. And when he came sliding into home, he slid right over that bat and seemed to have bruised up his side a little bit. First one will be fouled to the right by Bodie Werner. Next pitch, it's going to be in the dirt, 1-1. But like I always say, Daryl, you can't play injured, but you can play hurt. And Tost is a gamer.
He's a gamer, and, you know, it won't hurt near as bad we get this W.
Oh, I bet it'll feel real nice if we get this W. It's just a battle wound at that point, right?
That's it.
So 2-1 now on a high pitch by Tyler Witt.
Go get him, Levin. Go get him.
Umpire's going to call a timeout.
Oh,
and that's going to put us in a lightning delay. Something that we were trying not to mention, trying not to jinx it. But that does not matter, because that's exactly what's going to happen. The wind picks up, little stormy skies, no rain at all, but some lightning within 10 miles of us. And protocol says it's all about the player safety. And for that, we're going to have to take a lightning delay. Just a little bit of a delay, hopefully. But good time to remind you that this game is going to be the game that sends one of this series is going to be one of that series that sends one of these teams to the state round of the playoffs, the UIL playoffs. Don't miss the UIL state event of the year. The 2025 state baseball championships taking place June 5th through June 7th at the Dell Diamond Inn, Round Rock. For a schedule, spectator, and ticket information, please visit UILTexas.org/baseball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/baseball. So we're going to play some sweet tunes for you guys while we wait for the lightning delay to pass. As of right now, it's a 30-minute delay, and we'll keep you guys updated as it goes by.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060. 6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, "Go Panthers!"
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers and their quest for state.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation.
No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
All right, as we come back here back here to Burton for the 2A regional final. Unfortunately, we have been hit with a lightning delay, as there is a small amount of lightning in the area. And for everybody's safety, they have to get it, clear everybody out off the field and off the metal bleachers. So we're going to keep some tunes on, though, to keep everybody entertained while we wait. Just a quick recap of how the game has gone so far. We were in the top of the fourth inning with the game tied at one. And while technically the Shiner Comanches are on a no-hitter, the Burton Panthers have been able to take advantage of three errors on the game to tie things up at one, and doing well at the mound to keep runs from scoring for the Comanches. So that's how it stands right now, 1-1 in the top of the fourth, and we have a lightning delay. So enjoy these tunes, and we'll be back as soon as we can.
The biggest country songs from the brightest country stars.
There's only one place you'll find them all.
This is The Legend. KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again, on the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again, on the road again. Wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
Panther baseball game is currently in a lightning delay. We'll get back to the game as soon as possible. Stay with us right here at KWHI.
Silver wings shining in the sunlight, roaring engines headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. you're standing here behind. Silver wings shining in the sunlight, roaring engine headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Slowly fading out of sight.
The Burton Panther baseball game is currently in a lightning delay. We'll get back to the game as soon as possible. Stay with us right here at KWHI.
Six lanes. Tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. The green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west.
The Burton Panther baseball game is currently in a lightning delay. We'll get back to the game as soon as possible. Stay with us right here at KWHI.
Hey, Louisiana woman.
Mississippi man.
We'll get together every time we can. And Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she waved from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you a while ago. With the Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If he can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind, gotta have your lovin' one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river, and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we'll get together every time we can. Mississippi River can't keep us apart. Too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Hey. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
We don't just say it, we play it.
The widest variety of classic country favorites.
You, my friend, are listening to The Legend on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain.
Sometimes the pleasure ain't worth the strain. It's a long old grind, and it tires your mind.
Trying to hold two women is tearing me apart. Trying to hold two women is tearing me apart.
One's got my money, the other's got my heart. It's a long old grind. When you try to please two women, you can't please yourself. Best it's only half good. A man can't stock two shelves. It's a long old grind, and it tires your mind.
It's like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain.
Sometimes the pleasure ain't worth the strain. It's a long old grind, and it tires your mind.
Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain.
The pleasure ain't worth the strain. It's a long old grind,
and it tires your mind.
It's a long old grind, and it tires your mind. mine.
The Burton Panther baseball game is currently in a lightning delay. We'll get back to the game as soon as possible. Stay with us right here at KWHI. We're playing the legends like this one.
I don't want to be the kind to hesitate and be too shy, way too late. I don't care what they say other lovers do. I just want to dance with you. I got a feeling that you have a heart like mine. So let it show, let it shine. If we have a chance to make one heart or two, I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. I just want to dance with you. I caught you looking at me when I looked at you. Yes, I did. Ain't that true? You won't get embarrassed by the things I do. I just want to dance with you. Oh, the boys are playing softly and the girls are too. So am I and so are you. If this was a movie, we'd be right on cue. I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. And I just want to dance with you.
Burton Panther baseball game is currently in a lightning delay. We'll get back to the game as soon as possible. Stay with us right here at KWHI.
You're only a picture in my mind. But when we're finally alone in each other's arms, our love is found. And only lovers know what goes on when the sun goes down. What goes on?
What goes on when the sun goes down?
Pillow talk and love, tangled sheets and cotton gowns. What goes on?
What goes on when the sun goes down?
Makes the everyday life of two people in love go round.
know what goes on when the sun goes down. What goes on?
Panther baseball game is currently in a lightning delay. We'll get back to the game as soon as possible. Stay with us right here at KWHI.
101.7. Everyone considered him a coward of the county. It never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, "Hey, look, old Yellow's leaving." But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back. He let them have it all. When Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatlin boy was standing. said, this one's for Becky, as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, I promised you, Dad, not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak, I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
The Burton Panther baseball game is currently in a lightning delay. We'll get back to the game as soon as possible. Stay with us right here at KWHI.
Looking at you through misty moonlight, Katie did sing like a symphony. Porch swing sway like a Tennessee lullaby, melody blowing through a willow tree. What was I supposed to do? Standing there looking at you.
Here to Bastrop. Got some great news. It's a short lightning delay. It looks like it was just a rogue lightning strike, and it went to our west, so we're good to continue playing ball. And so it's with the top of the fourth inning. We got one out, and the Shiner Comanche's up to bat as we get started here. The wind has kicked up, though, so something to keep in mind there as we get started again. The players are already out practicing and warming up to get started again. So we'll give them a couple minutes, and we'll be back with the game after a word from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burden High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burden High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burden High School in supporting the Burden Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5. And on Friday from 8 to 1.
All right, a little bit of luck out here in Bastrop as it was a short, only 30-minute lightning delay. And we're getting ready to kick things back off. The teams have warmed up and they're getting ready to take the field. It's going to be the Burton Panthers fielding with the Comanches batting. To start things off in this top of the fourth inning, it was Landon Poehler flying out. So up to bat is going to be Bodie Werner for the Comanches. So second intermission there. Everybody in the stands able to get some snacks in and use the facilities while they waited. And we'll just take it as a short break. Didn't even feel like a weather delay there.
Good burger, though, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a good burger, right? They had a nice flat top out here.
And even had a nice sugar cookie. I should have given all these fans sugar cookies because I've been challenging them. I told them they're flatter than a pancake right now and stuff. I mean, I can get away with saying that because we are flat and stuff. And they need to get loud for these boys because we got a chance. It's 1-1 right now. Yes, we're getting no hit, but it's 1-1. It's top of the fourth, and we need to build on this.
I'll tell you what, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was out there with you, and, you know, they agreed that they were a little flat out there, so maybe this little break gets them back into rhythm here. Like you said, 1-1, and even though we have scored a run, we're getting no hit. It's just we've only gotten on base with errors, three errors in the game for the Comanches, two by the shortstop Schutte and one by the second baseman Simper. First pitch there by Tyler Witt. Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to keep things going. I thought they would clear the strikes and balls, but no, they're going to keep it at 3-1. It was 2-1, and after that ball, it's now 3-1. Tyler Witt finds himself behind the count here. And you see that flag's going. The wind has definitely picked up.
Yes.
And that's going to be a walk by Tyler Witt. You know, I don't know if I like that they didn't clear the scoreboard there.
No, you don't.
You don't?
No, absolutely not. You stay, you pick up where you left off.
There we go. We're picking up right where we left off. Oh, last time it was because it was a whole nother game.
Yeah.
That's why.
This is huge here. Who's going to come out
another day,
and throw who's it going to affect on the mound?
Yeah. Yep. So after a walk there, here comes Landon Christensen. Last time Landon Christensen was out, he was the one who scored the sole run for this team here after he got walked. And a swing and a miss there. Beautiful fastball by Tyler Witt up in the zone. 0-2.
Put him away, Tyler. Put him away.
The righty, Tyler Witt, getting one past the lefty Christensen there. He's got a runner on first and only one out. So Tyler Witt looking to make it two outs here. It would be a great situation to be in for the Panthers if they can get an out here.
Yes,
swing and
sir.
A miss on the breaking ball by Tyler Witt. Tyler Witt puts that one just outside the zone, broke it beautifully, and gets Christensen to go down swinging.
Two big ones.
That is huge there for the Burton Panthers. And now with that...
That gone,
here is number five, Bo Boehm, and he's going to take the first one for a strike. Another breaking ball by Tyler Witt gets past another batter. 0-1, Tyler Witt, it looks like that lightning delay may have done him some good. So now he's 0-1, he's going to give another one out. 0-2 after he fouls it back. Another lefty here in Bo Boehm. His last time out was thrown out 1-3.
Me and his dad talked a little bit in between, and Tyler was short-stepping a little bit, and he challenged him to stride a little bit longer so he gets more push behind his throwing motion. And on the first two batters, it looks like he's
correct
out
that.
There a little bit.
So 1-2 now after the breaking ball stays high for Tyler Witt. But he was ahead 0-2, so no damage there. We make it 1-2 here. Boehm is going to... wait for the pitch. Here's Tyler Witt. Up over the strike zone on the breaking ball again. 2-2, just not snapping that wrist right now to make it break inside. He's leaving it up and out.
Deuces are wild. Finish him here, Tyler.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on first. Boehm at the plate. Here it is. Swing and a miss there. Fastball gets by Boehm. And he's going to go down swinging. That's going to retire this side as we get done with the top of the fourth inning. We'll be back with the bottom of the fourth with the game tied at one after a word from our sponsors.
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with a friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
We're back here to Bastrop, and it's time for the Burton Panthers to try to get a lead here in this tie ball game. It's 1-1 right now, and it's time for the bottom of the fourth inning. The Comanches are actually on a no-hitter right now, surprisingly so. Considering that it is a 1-1 ball game, but the Burton Panthers have gotten on base with errors.
Have gotten on base on errors.
All right, Ruben, let's go, buddy.
Here's Ruben Rodriguez. Panthers looking for that first hit. That one's going to catch that knee-high outside corner, 0-1. So with the 0-1 count here, here's Poehler. He's going to put it to Ruben Rodriguez over the plate. Ruben Rodriguez gets on it, but a little late there. Puts it foul to the right side over the right field fence.
All right, Ruben, battle here, buddy.
All right, 1-2 here to Ruben Rodriguez, and he's going to hit this one. That one's going to be a chopper over to third base, but the third baseman is there to collect it and swing it over to first base. That's Charlie Clifford over there getting it to Landon Christensen, and that's going to be the first out of the inning. And up comes the left-handed batter, Eli Yeager, up to bat.
Come on, Eli, bust this thing up. Let's go. Time to get started going.
Somebody's got to get the Panthers going here, as offensively they have not had much going. Check swing there by Eli Yeager is a low pitch, and a great job by Eli Yeager staying disciplined, not going around. That's going to make it 1-0. And Eli Yeager is going to take this one down low for another ball, 2-0. And you see in the crowd there, now there are some empty seats over on the Burton side. Maybe some people caught up, went to go get some food.
must have thought it was going to be later than 30.
Oh, I don't blame them. 2-0 pitch, and it's going to be fouled left side over the left field fence. 2-1 as he pulls this one.
Come on, Eli. Base hit here.
Eli Yeager got it done in the first game on the mound. Looking to create some momentum for the Panthers here on the plate in this second game of the doubleheader. And this one's going to be right down the third baseline. And he was looking for some eyes on that one, but unfortunately comes up blind, goes right past the base, and that's going to be 2-2 now.
They got a battle, 14. Got to win this battle.
Over the line there.
Attaboy.
And this one outside. 3-2. Got a full count here.
Work him, 14. Work him.
Fill him up. Let's see what Eli Yeager can do here. Is he going to... Oh, and that's going to be a strikeout. Knee high inside corner. Poehler does his job. Puts it in the strike zone. And Eli Yeager gets caught looking for a strikeout.
Eli knew it, too. He was walking back to the dugout.
Just shaking his head. So that's two up, two down here for the Burton Panthers in the bottom of the fourth. And up comes Braden Martin looking to make something happen. Panthers need some momentum here, and that one is going to catch the lower part of the strike zone on the fastball from Poehler. 0-1.
Come on, Braden.
0-1 pitch inside. Umpire takes his time with the call. He sees it inside as well. 1-1. And the Shiner crowd back to it. Something to say every single pitch. That one outside. 2-1. You're going to hear him again.
Chop, 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 chop.
Come on, 2-1
count here, two outs. Braden Martin's going to get a hold of this one, but way too much air under it. That one's a fly ball that's going to stay in the infield. Up comes Schuste. You saw some of the Burton crowd hoping for another error from him, but he tracks it into his glove for the third out. That retires the side, keeps this a 1-1 game, and we'll be back for the top of the fifth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
Sendero Arbor Care is thrilled to congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and their dedicated coaches on an incredible achievement, making it to the playoffs. At Sendero Arbor Care, they specialize in providing professional tree care services to keep trees on both residential and commercial properties healthy. If you need expert tree care at your home or business, call 979-836-4517. They're dedicated to serving the community with hard work and integrity, ensuring that your trees and property are in excellent hands. Call Sendero Arbor Care today for the health of your trees and property.
All right, back for the top of the fifth inning. It'll be Tyler Witt on the mound as they get warmed up and ready to get this thing started here. Still 1-1, and still the Comanches are on a no-hitter after a 3-up, 3-down inning in the last one, but the errors have cost them because that is what has kept the Burton Panthers in this game with a run off of two errors in the fourth, in the third inning. So the Comanches will be looking to clean things up and maybe get a lead here, but first, the Burton Panthers are going to, on the other side, the Burton Panthers are going to look to get a 3-up, 3-down of their own, which would be huge for the momentum of this game, because right now it's kind of in the middle, 50-50 on momentum.
They got 9-1-2 coming up this inning.
Yeah, it is correct. First up is going to be your right-handed batter, Caleb Lehnert. And his last time out, he did get a single, but was thrown out stealing at second. Was caught stealing at second by the rocket arm of Braden Martin. And he's going to show bump, and he's going to bunt, and he's going to pop it up over the fence. Man, that got up high for a bunt.
Had that bat handle barrel down too low.
0-1 here to Lehnert. And this one outside. 1-1. And, you know, Daryl, we might have to get you over in those stands.
Yeah.
You know, I can hold things down over here. You got to get them going over there. 1-1 here. Outside from Tyler Witt. 2-1 now.
He's hanging on to it too late on that curveball.
Tyler Witt still looking to get hold of his command here and does just that right on cue. He's going to put it knee-high on that inside corner to even up the count at two. Tyler Witt with a beautiful fastball there gets back in the zone and back on track. Let's see if he can get another. Leading things off here in the top of the fifth.
That a boy.
And he does just that right on cue twice in a row. Puts this one on the knee-high outside corner with another fastball. Freezes the batter there, Lehnert. And that's a strikeout for Tyler Witt.
He's up shooty the top of the order.
And with that strikeout where he catches Lehnert looking, that is Tyler Witt's third strikeout in a row going back to last inning. See if he can keep the hot streak going here. Here's the first pitch, and that's to Schuste. And it's going to go to Hody, who's going to get it, have it come off of his chest. And because of that, the throw is late to first. And the throw a little off, too, on a one-hopper to first baseman Eli Yeager. So off that, it's going to be a man on first on the error.
And that put a lot of speed on first.
We've seen Carson Schuste with a lot of really good running on the bases.
Strike there.
0-1 now to number four, Jake Semper. Semper has one of the errors in this game, but on the plate has done great, reaching first with on a fielder's choice in the first and a double in the third.
Going.
And there goes Schuster. Here's the throw from Martin on time, but just a little high, and allows Schuster to get in for the slide. You know, Braden Martin, great reactions, gets it over there, just, I wouldn't say sailed it because it got there, but just higher than it needed to be to make a play.
Yeah, a little high, and Shooter can run. He's just a ball player.
He's shown that. Well, don't give him too much credit. He's got two errors in this game, three on the day.
Yeah.
0-2. And this one's going to be in the hole, but no. Good job there by Tyler Witt to cut it off. But the hesitation from Ryder Biggs, who cuts it off and hesitates on the throw, looks at third, looks at first, goes to none. And that's going to be one out with runners on first and third.
Yeah, he didn't have a play at first. That was smart because Shooty would have kept running if he would have threw that ball to first.
Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, our Western facilities have decided to quit working this evening. We do have an alternative restroom that is behind a third base dugout.
So don't worry. A collective gasp there from the crowd as the announcer comes on the mic talking about the facilities. Everybody thought there might be another lightning delay, but it's just going to be an announcement that the bathroom is not working. So, tough situation here for the crowd for sure, but it's better than getting another lightning delay. You know, this crowd on both sides wants to see a ball game. At the end of the day, this is a big game with Burton leading the series 1-0 and being a tie game 1-1. It's an intense and very tense environment. Both crowds looking on with a lot of tension, as this can go either way. And on the next pitch there by Tyler Witt, a beautiful strike with a fastball that catches the upper part of the strike zone. 0-1.
If he would go third to first, he could pick this dude off.
And this one, a pitch down low, is going to allow the runner to get second base.
Now you bring the infield in, don't you? Attaboy. Come on in.
And Coach Thaler are on the same page with Daryl Kiki up here in the press box and brings everybody inside. 1-1. 1-1 here to Charlie Clifford. Clifford, of course, the pitcher in last game and here playing third base for this one. In the first inning, he did get a single, so he does have a hit today.
Young man can hit, too. They just... Right now would be so huge for a strikeout. That's asking a lot.
1-1. Here's Tyler Witt. And a beautiful fastball again up in that strike zone. 1-2. Tyler Witt getting in the zone here.
Come on, Tyler. You can do it.
Runners on second and third. It is a tough situation for Tyler Witt, but if there's anybody that can get himself out of a tough situation, it's him. He is a talented young man, and he does just that. A beautiful fastball catches that knee-high inside corner. Another strikeout in this inning for Tyler Witt, and he's on a roll here. Two outs in the top of the fifth, and now with only one out left to get out of this one. But still a sticky situation with runners on second and third. He's moved in the right direction, but still some more work to do.
Come on, boys.
So with the strikeout of Charlie Clifford, Tyler Witt catches him looking. That's the second out of the inning, and up comes Jacob Narada. Narada been struck out and thrown out 1-3. Oh, he's yet to get on base. Tyler Witt looking to keep that going. And on the very first pitch, going to put it knee high right on that outside corner. And he is on fire right now. He's in the zone, in the strike zone, putting it all over, painting the corners. Exactly what we've come to expect from Tyler Witt throughout the year. 0-1. Here it is. And again, he's going to catch that knee-high inside corner. And that's going to get cheers from the Burton crowd, but jeers from the Shiner crowd as they continue to dislike the calls. But
come on, Lev.
Nonetheless, 0-2 for Tyler Witt. Finds himself well ahead of the count. Here's the 0-2 pitch.
Yes,
and
sir.
Knee-high, outside corner. Another strikeout for Tyler Witt. He gets three batters out with three strikeouts, and he leaves two runners stranded on second and third. And, Daryl, this is the Tyler Witt that we have been used to seeing all year.
Yeah, he's painting it in and out.
All right, and as we hear the Shiner crowd getting loud again, they don't like the calls, but I get the feeling that the administration might not like them saying so. So we're going to be back for the bottom of the fifth inning after a word from our sponsors.
You've always dreamed of building a barndominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Or visit ddmbuildings.com.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
All right, as we get ready, here's the bottom of the fifth inning. It's the Burton Panthers' turn to try to cause some damage. They got out of a sticky situation there, did Tyler Witt, with beautiful, beautiful pitching there. Now, he did have two runners on second and third, but he was able to strike out three out of the five batters in that inning. And now it's time for the bottom of the fifth. Leading things off is going to be the starting senior on the Burton Panthers, Brady Griffin.
Come on, Brady. Let's go. We need a senior up here. 1-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Let's go.
So Brady Griffin last time did fly out to right. First one there is a nice breaking ball by Poehler. That's going to be a swing and a miss, 0-1.
Keep your head down on it, Brady. Good cut.
And a breaking ball there, going to catch the top of the strike zone. Two nice breaking balls by Poehler, 0-2. So Poehler coming out and telling Tyler Witt, you got some nice stuff. I got some nice stuff, too. Check this out. And just like that, three pitches, three strikes, and a strikeout for Poehler as he gets Brady Griffin to go down swinging with another great pitch there. This time a fastball set him up with two breaking balls and then comes with some heat over the plate and gets Brady Griffin for the first out of the inning.
I'm not sure I don't bunt Modest toward first base.
I would not be surprised. Modest has got some wheels on him. But he's going to take the first one for a strike on that outside corner. And 0-1. And that is four strikes in a row here for Poehler.
Come on, Isaac. You can do it, buddy.
He's going to foul this one left side. Able to make some contact. But still, 0-2. And Modest's last time out flew out into shallow center field. It was a good read by Bo Bame because 9 times out of 10 it's a hit, but he was cheating forward. He was cheating shallow in the center field. Next one outside, 1-2.
They are playing some kind of shallow for my buddy.
Yeah. Well, they see Modest is a hustle player and makes contact, tries to get on base. And that one's going to get away from the catcher, Modest is going to take first base.
We'll take that.
That was a missed third strike there. And honestly, payback, because that's exactly what happened to Braden Martin. Earlier in the game, it was a pitch, a third strike from Tyler Witt, went off the foot of the batter, gets past Braden Martin for a base. And here, a very similar situation for the Panthers, only without it going off the foot of the batter.
All right, Raymer.
So with one out and a man on first, here's Matt Raymer. Struck out his last time out, but came up huge in the last game of this doubleheader. Pickoff attempt at first is nowhere near. It was a little close.
Make him throw it, Isaac.
Yeah.
Throw it away, catch. We'll take it.
So on the pickoff attempt by the catcher, it's 1-0 here. Mott is going to put down a bunt. It's going to take a bounce.
Come
and bounce
third.
Beautifully. And there we go. It's going to be a sacrifice squeeze for Mott, for Raymer. I apologize.
Good sacrifice bunt there, Raymer. That a boy.
Raymer with a beautiful sacrifice bunt there.
All right, Witt. Come on, clutch here, Cowboy. Right here, one time. Base hit's going to score and give you the lead.
So that's two outs now. Here's Tyler Witt. Perfect on base percentage so far. And he's going to put this one on a grounder to shortstop. He's going to try to outrun the throw.
Yes.
And he's going to do just that. And the ball gets away from from the first baseman. And Modest slipped going from third to home. And look at Coach Thaler sprinted over to third base because he was like, get back, get back. And Modest does just that, makes Coach proud. And now that's going to put runners on the corners here for the Burton Panthers. So after Tyler Witt beats the throw to first.
That ball gets just a little further, Isaac, and he doesn't slip.
And that's going to be an error by the first baseman because while Tyler Witt may have beaten the throw, it fell out of the glove of the first baseman, so it didn't matter anyway.
Come on, Tosta. One time for
so
me,
with
buddy.
Two outs, Tyler Witt comes up huge, and here's Logan Tosta. First one is going to catch that knee-high outside corner, 0-1. And Tosta, last time out, was able to get on base with a walk.
Get down to second, Witt.
And a baby right in the hole! Home comes Modest! That's going to be another run for the Burton Panthers! That's 2-1 in favor of the Panthers!
And that's also what?
That's also a hit. That breaks up the no-hitter.
That a baby. All right, Biggs, let's keep it going, little Biggs.
So now the Burton Panthers, with all the momentum here, they just scored a run to take the lead, 2-1, and now they have runners on first and second, and a big hitter up. It's Ryder Biggs.
Come on, little Biggs, hit me one.
Affectionately known as Little Biggs. Here's the first one. He's going to foul it back, looking to get a hold of that one. It's going to be 0-1. And the reason you call him Little Biggs, Daryl, is because of his big brother who used to play here, Big Biggs, and he's in the crowd today.
That's right. Come all the way from Arizona to watch Little B play.
Got to love that.
Come on, Little B. Base hit.
Oh, 0-1 with two outs. Two runners on, though.
Better runners go.
Runners go. They're going to get the second and third.
All right, buddy. A base hit scores two.
So now two in scoring position and two runners that can really, really fly. It's Tyler Witt at third and Tosta at second.
Come on, Biggs. Take it through the middle.
Ryder Biggs, 1-1, has a chance to come up huge here. Good discipline there. Good eye. Watches it go out outside of the strike zone. 2-1 now.
Come on, Little B.
Two runners in scoring position. Second and third. A good base hit. Scores two more runs and increases the cushion here for the Burton Panthers, who just took the lead. 2-1 on their first hit of the game. And he's going to put this one right field. It's going to go foul over the right field fence. He got a hold of that one just a little late there on the swing. That could very well have been a home run if he was just a little earlier there. And you see Coach Thaler letting him know, you put that one towards center or more into left of center right field, that's a big hit. But still alive here, 2-2.
Come on, Biggs. One time, buddy.
This Burton Panther crowd is on the edge of their seat. He's going to pull this one left side. Again, another rip that looks like it could have gone yard, but leaves it foul.
Keep battling here.
Stays alive, 2-2.
Come on, three.
And that's something Ryder Biggs is going to do every time out there. He's going to fight, and he's going to claw and scratch and fight for it, for any kind of contact, and he's doing that here so far. He's telling Poehler, if you want to get out of this inning, you're going to have to earn it. And a check swing there. Umpire's going to look at it. He asks for help from the first base umpire says, yes, he did go around. That's going to retire the side and leave two runners stranded by the Burton Panthers, but not before they're able to take the lead 2-1 in what has been a tightly contested game. They break up the no-hitter, take the lead, and we'll be back with the top of the sixth inning after a word from our sponsors. What a game!
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealership lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Feeling groovy here as we get over to the top of the sixth inning. Tyler Witt is going to take the mound, and he's got himself a one-run lead that he's working with. And I would not imagine how confident he's feeling, because he is having himself a tremendous last couple of innings. In the fourth, he had a strike. He had two strikeouts to end the inning. Then comes back with a third in a row to start the fifth. And ends that same inning with two strikeouts with runners on second and third. So he is on fire right now, looking to keep it going. The Shiner Comanches have six outs to try to reclaim the momentum. They're down one run, and up to bat is Landon Poehler. Landon Poehler has not gotten on base so far here today.
Come on, Witt, let's keep it that way.
And just lost his no-hitter, so you got to think whether that's weighing on his mind. First pitch by Tyler Witt's in the dirt, not what you like to see there, but get that one out of the way, on to the next one. Something we've seen from Tyler Witt, he's so good at forgetting a bad throw and just coming back with some heat right after. Let's see what he does here, 1-0. Pitch got away from him outside on the first one. This one gets away up high.
Come on, buddy.
2-0.
No freebies after they gave you the lead. Come on now.
So here's Tyler Witt. He looks over at Coach Taylor, winds up. And this one down the third baseline, a beautiful hit there by Landon Poehler. This is going to be extra bases. He's going to get to second base standing up. So leadoff double for Landon Poehler off of Tyler Witt on the 2-0 count. But that's all right. Tyler Witt, get him out of the way, and now it's time to make something happen.
Got a courtesy runner, number 17.
That's number 17 for the Shiner Comanches.
Let's get an out, boys.
And needing an out here, number 17 is Jarvis Williams. They bring on some speed here. And breaking ball does not catch that inside corner. And that's going to be one that the Burton Panthers is over there in the crowd are not going to agree with, but 1-0. Runner on second, like we just mentioned, is Jarvis Williams. He's in scoring position. Now the question is, can Bodie Werner do something with it? He's going to put one. He's going to into center field and breaks his bat. And that's going to allow Ryder Biggs to move over to his left side and make the catch for the out. That'll put an out on the board, and a little luck there for the Panthers.
They ought to check that bat. He might have some tennis balls in that thing.
So a little stuffed with some cork, maybe a Sammy Sosa incident here.
Yep. They got an out here, boys. Got an out.
That's what matters. It's a fly to shortstop.
All right, know what you're going to do with the ball here. This young man can handle the bat. You got speed.
So here comes Landon Christensen. We saw him strike out last time, but he did get on in that second inning and score the only run of the game for the Comanches. First pitch outside, 1-0. So Tyler Witt gets a little luck there on the broken bat in the last at-bat. Let's see if he can build on that with a little bit of skill here. He definitely has all the talent in the world to get out of this situation. Runner on second, 1-0, and he looks over to the runner on second, and Jarvis Williams dives back to second base. Little jumpy out there.
Let's go get him, T. Come on now.
1-0, he's going to stare down second base. But here winds up for the pitch, breaking ball. Knee on that upper outside corner. Beautiful pitch there from Tyler Witt. 1-1. Breaks it beautifully on that outside corner. And Tyler Witt looking to get back on track here. Here's the second pitch. That one can be fouled. Left side jumps ahead of the count. 1-2. Good opportunity here for Tyler Witt to put another out on the board. Only one out so far. And they do have a runner on second.
Come on, buddy. One time K here.
Christensen has gotten on base today so far. He's looking to do so again. And on the other side, Tyler Witt looking to strike him out again. Here's the pitch from Tyler Witt. This is going to be left side. It's going right side. It's going to go foul. And a great hustle play there by the right fielder Brady Griffin there. He made a huge dive. I mean, he fully extended trying to get there, but just a little bit too far into foul territory, and it's going to fall for a foul ball, 1-2. And just an update here in 1A, this is not the only regional final going on. The 1A regional final is also going on between Fayetteville and Round Top Carmine, and right now it's Fayetteville up 20 runs to nothing.
In the second game, they 10-run ruled them in the first game. So Fayetteville's on their way.
So congratulations to Fayetteville. But back to this game, and the at-bat is Christensen against Witt. Lefty on righty. 1-2 count here. One out. Runner on second.
Get him, Witt. Come on now.
Tyler Witt staring down the runner at second.
Atta boy!
Swing and a miss there by Christensen on a beautiful fastball from Tyler Witt. He punches him out, goes down swinging, and that's two outs for the Burton Panthers.
Don't relax here, boys. Need one more.
So now two outs. One more out for Tyler Witt to get out of this situation. Up comes Bo Bame. He has a runner in scoring position. That's Jarvis Williams, courtesy runner on second base. Here's a pitch, and that's going to be fouled back into the glove of Braden Martin. 0-1. Good fastball there by Tyler Witt. He's starting to show some confidence.
Come on, buddy.
He has every reason to. He is talented as can be, and he is currently on a roll here in the last three innings.
Buddy, make a play here. Make a play.
Here's the pitch, Tyler Witt. Swing and a miss there by Bo Bame. That's going to make it 0-2. Tyler Witt jumps way ahead of the count. And you see a little frustration there from Bo Bame.
Come on, Levin.
He had one to swing on there. He just missed it. Tyler Witt able to get it past him on a nice fastball up in the zone. And Martin experiencing some more difficulties with that left hand. His hand has taken a beating today and yesterday and last week.
Come on, big boy. Finish him here.
So here's the 0-2 count to Bo Bame. He's going to get it. That's knee high outside corner. Braden Martin jumps up. pumps his fist because he knows he got him. Tyler Witt also celebrates with his catcher, and that's going to get him out of this inning. 2-1 in favor of the Burton Panthers, and we'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning with the Burton Panthers a chance to extend their lead after a word from our sponsors.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
And after two strikeouts where they both go down swinging from Tyler Witt, he's on a roll. And now the Burton Panthers are going to have a chance to give him a little bit of cushion. The Burton Panthers have three outs here to extend their lead. Let's see what they do with it. See if they can give Tyler Witt a little bit more to work with.
Come on, Ruben. You're due for a base hit.
Here's Ruben Rodriguez going to take the first one inside on a fastball. Yeah, Ruben Rodriguez hasn't gotten on base tonight. Matter of fact, the Burton Panthers only one hit today, but it's been enough to give them a 2-1 lead here. And Ruben Rodriguez is going to get a hold of this one, reaches for one out off the plate, but fouls it back. 1-1.
Come on, Nate. I need a base hit out of you.
This is a player that has come up big all year. That's why he bats in the cleanup position. Puts one right field, right side. Is it going to fall? No, it's not. Up comes right fielder Coy Herman for the out. First out of the inning. So, Ruben Rodriguez, he's been making contact. He's just getting unlucky with the placement as far as where the ball is going off the bat. This one, right field, flies out to right. And up is Eli Yeager. So, Eli Yeager made it happen last game on the mound. Let's see if he can make it happen this game at the plate. Left-handed batter against the righty Polar here. This one's going to get away from Polar, up and outside. 1-0.
Make him throw, Eli. Make him throw.
With one out on the board, Eli Yeager looking to provide a runner for the Panthers. Here's the 1-0 pitch.
Hi.
This one is going to stay upstairs. 2-0.
Come on, buddy. 3-0
again. Up and outside. Now Eli Yeager, he's going to sit back on this one. Let the pitcher make the mistake. Don't give him a freebie. And pitcher's going to do just that. Good job by the pitcher there. Polar puts it right over the base, right in the middle of that strike zone. 3-1.
This next one ain't dead, Red. You better don't swing, big boy.
Next one is going to be on that outside corner, catches it and fills up the count. Good pitch there by Landon Polar. You can't get mad at him there. Good call by the umpire, too. It stays full. And he's going to get a hold of this one.
Yep.
Right into center field, shallow center field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Eli Yeager comes up big with a single, and that's the second hit of the day for the Panthers as they start to find their groove here.
We're fixing to pinch run.
And here comes Braden Martin up to bat.
Let's see. Simac.
And right on cue. We were just talking about it, Daryl. Eli Yeager came up huge in that first game with a strong performance on the mound to hold this team to only one run. And now it's he does so at the plate in game two with a solid, I mean, just a beautiful little
line drive
into shallow first, in the shallow center.
Yes, sir.
And he gets on base. That's a single. Puts a runner on, and here's Braden Martin.
Come on, Braden.
Looking to keep the hit streak going.
That's a ball.
That's going to be upstairs, 1-0. Good job, Braden Martin. Very disciplined hitter.
Come on, Braden.
This on the 1-0 is going to catch that knee-high outside corner with a fastball, 1-1. And Poehler, compared to Clifford, who we saw in the first game, plenty of fastball and plenty of heat on that fastball, and good job of catching the corner. Does so there on that knee-high outside corner, 1-1 now.
There goes Simek.
He's going to slide in. He's going to get there.
Safe.
And the umpire agrees. That's a stolen base for the Burton Panthers. That puts a runner in scoring position at second base now for Braden Martin.
He's down 1-2, though.
And that's why you bring on a runner like Simek. He has plenty of speed, and not only that, great timing.
Come on, Braden. Get you one here.
Looking like Ricky Henderson on the bags. Here's a 1-2 to Braden Martin, and that one's going to be outside, 2-2. And that's going to fire up the Shiner crowd. Keep it coming, Shiner.
Yeah. Keep talking there, buddy. Come on, Braden. You rip you one.
So 2-2 now the count. Braden Martin going to get a chance to make something happen. That one's going to be a curveball that stays up and inside. And again, let us hear it, Shiner.
Yeah, talk to me, big boy. Chirpy, chirpy, chirpy.
We're getting plenty of chirping here from the Shiner crowd. And from my honest opinion, it has not been a bad game from the umpire. I mean, it's been consistent
all the way
around.
You got a battle here, buddy.
Full count. Woo, good job there by Braden Martin, staying alive. Chase went a little bit off the plate there. Maybe should have let that one go for a walk, but we'll take it.
Not with a full count, and you know, he's been calling. He's consistent.
It was close enough.
He's consistent. You swing that bat.
It was close enough where Braden Martin, good choice to swing it there, according to Daryl, the Burton guru.
He hits that ball, it's right center, and we score
another. Oh, out of the ball, Martin! Pull it right down the middle! He needs to beat the throw! He's going to try, but the throw's going to be in time to first base, and that's going to be the second out of the inning.
Nice
Braden Martin almost made this place explode.
Well, I thought that was up the middle.
It was up the middle, but a great play there. Not enough power up the middle. Shooty able to move over to his left and make the play, get the throw in, and that makes it two outs.
All right.
But
come on.
Look where Simek is. He's on third.
Throw me a wild pitch here, dude.
And up is Brady Griffin. Brady Griffin's going to pop it up to center field. And making the play in center field is Bo Bame.
We need three outs, buddy. Three outs.
That's going to retire this side. And you said it, Daryl. The Burton Panthers need three outs. The Shiner Comanches are down to their last three outs to try to make something happen here. It's a one-run game. The Burton Panthers are up 2-1, looking to end things here today. They don't want a game on Saturday. They want to end this series today and punch their ticket to the state finals. We'll be to the state semifinal. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors with the top of the seventh inning.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
We'll
All right, we make our way back here to Bastrop. It's time for the top of the seventh inning. And to give the story of how this has gone so far, errors by the Shiner Comanches has kept the Burton Panthers in this game, and they have capitalized with two hits here late to give them a 2-1 lead here going into the top of the seventh inning. And the Shiner Comanches are down to their last three outs to make something happen. On the other side of the Burton Panthers, and Tyler Witt just needs three outs to get out of this ball game and win the 2A regional final.
Come on, T. Witt. Let's go, defense.
First one upstairs by Tyler Witt, 1-0.
Attaboy.
And that one's going to catch that inside corner, 1-1.
Atta baby. Come on, Witt.
Here's a 1-1 pitch from Tyler Witt. Fastball up in the strike zone, fouled back by number 8, Caleb Leinert.
Snap this baby off here, 11. Snap it hard.
So now Tyler Witt jumps ahead, 1-2. A strike would be huge here. Tyler Witt loads up, breaking ball too high. Didn't break in time. And for one of the first times, we're going to get a little bit of disagreement from the Burton crowd there,
yes,
making themselves
earlier. A little bit.
2-2.
Now you finish him here, buddy. Finish him.
Set him up with a curveball. Let's see if he gives him a fastball for a strike.
That!
Beautifully on time by Tyler Witt. He, right on cue, puts a fastball right past Leinert. He goes down swinging on the strikeout. That's one up, one down for the Burton Panthers, and the Shiner Comanches are down to their last two outs of the game.
Top of the order right here. Shooty.
But, yeah, like you said, it's now Carson Shooty up to bat. Top of the order. He's going to foul this one back off the face mask of Braden Martin. Continues to take a beating here. And you see him just, and he is just shaking his head there at the catcher position. He's like, how many times am I going to get hit today? But, hey, that's part of the deal, right? You're a catcher.
We're checking on him.
And here comes Tyler Witt to check on his catcher, and he's really there. Just a conference to check in on him and give him a chance to recover, because that one was right in the square in the middle of the face mask.
He's asking him how many fingers I got up. Hang tough back there, big boy.
Yeah. If things go well, he only has to stick through two more outs here.
Come on, Witt. Come on, defense. Make a play here.
So here we go. 0-1. It's Shooty. One of the leaders and probably the best batter for this Shiner team.
Popped him up.
He's going to pop it up.
Come on, Houston.
Cody's going to get under it. He's going to do just that and does so beautifully. You see him celebrating there. He's going to give that ball to his...
One out.
He's going to give that ball to his pitcher because he just did him a huge favor. It was popped up in foul territory, and huge about that play, right in front of the dugout and the crowd here for the Burton Panthers. If that doesn't get them hyped up, I don't know what will.
One time, boys, one time.
Down in their last out here, Tyler Witt needs one out to get out of this game. That one's going to be too far outside. 1-0.
Right here, buddy. Go get it. Need one, Cats. We need
Burton
one.
The crowd is getting on their feet. They're getting ready to celebrate.
Hey, don't overthrow now.
Nah, Tyler Witt's going to put it outside again. 2-0. Don't let the pressure get to you. It's just a ball game.
You're all right, Levin. Come get him.
You've done this a million times before. What's one more? And inside and down low.
Hey,
3-0.
Got to battle back, Levin. Battle back for me. You and Martin. Play catch here.
So that's Jake Semper.
Attaboy.
And beautiful job by Tyler Witt. Semper was going to take the whole way. And he puts it over the plate for a strike, 3-1.
Shoot another one in there like that, buddy.
Let's fill it up here. That's what Tyler Witt needs to do. He needs to fill up this count. Just get a strike in. Though we will take a ground out as well. up top. That's going to be a walk for Kemper. For Simper. So with two outs, that puts a runner on first. And now Tyler Witt is at 105 pitches. What that means is that Tyler Witt needs to get this batter out, or his night is over, and Coach Thaler will need to bring in another pitcher. And that one's going to be fouled right side. One out, one strike of the three he needs.
Come on, buddy. Hey, make a play, defense.
And this is Charlie Clifford. He did have a single in the first. Has not gotten on base since. Struck out his last time out.
That a boy.
Breaking ball catches the upper part of that strike zone. That's 0-2. Tyler Witt has brought this Burton crowd to their feet. They're getting ready. 0-2. He needs one strike, one out to end this game. Here it is. And that's going to be trying to catch that knee-high outside corner. He's just barely going to miss it. 1-2.
Stay down back there. Snap this baby, Brady.
1-2.
One time.
Runner on first represents a tying run. And this is going to be a grounder. And it goes foul on the chopper down the first base line. So that's now Clifford staying alive. 1-2.
Come on, buddy. One good curveball right here.
You can feel the tension in the air. Shiner looking to stay alive. Burton.
Out of
ball! Hit a swing and a miss there by Clifford! Good throw! They go up in the air! The Burton crowd is going to go crazy because the Burton Panthers have just won the 2A regional final and have punched their ticket to the state semifinal coming up. And they are going to shower Coach Thaler and Gatorade, and rightfully so. They deserve it. This town deserves it. And nobody's going to love it more than the Burton faithful in the crowd. They're up there going crazy. The cameras come out. And as they line up to shake hands with the other team, we'll be back with the postgame after a word from our sponsors.
Buying or selling real estate is one of the largest financial decisions most people have to make. To help you make the right decision, you want a knowledgeable, experienced, and licensed realtor as your partner. This is Susan Keel, owner of Market Realty, Inc. Any agent can open a lockbox or show property, and it doesn't take much skill to sell property when the market is strong. My team at Market Realty will get you the best price under any market conditions, because we have more licenses and experience than any other company in the area. With offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Palacios, Market Realty's team includes brokers, agents, general certified appraiser, tax consultant, and auctioneer.
Hello, this is Roger Chambers.
Hi, this is Gabriel Means.
Hi, this is Diane Horseman.
Hi, this is Cooper Raley.
Hello, this is Donna Hobbs.
Hi, this is Cheryl Stork.
Hi, this is Cassie Heron.
Hi, this is Jessica Flores.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate, trust the team at Market Realty. You can find us online at marketrealty.com or on Facebook.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs. They would like to thank all the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Panthers.
All right, it is pandemonium here in Bastrop as the Burton Panthers just swept the Shiner Comanches in the 2A regional final and have punched their ticket to the state semifinal. And the first person I want to hear from is a Burton legend himself, a player that went to the state final in 82 sitting here next to me, Daryl Kiki. Man, what does this mean to you?
It is no greater feeling for these boys to get this opportunity to go and play for a state title. What a gutsy effort right here. Big boy on the mound with just unbelievable, kept us in this game. How many times wasn't runners on second and third and stuff, getting no hit but still tied up, taking the 2-1 lead. It's speechless. That's the first time ever for Daryl. But I'm just going to tell you what, this is tremendous for these boys, Coach Thaler, but most of all for this Burton Red Town. It is a celebration like they're playing on the speaker, and that's going to only get bigger and better in Burton. I'm going to get Coach Thaler and Witt and them, but Burton, how about them Panthers?
Yeah, go Big Red as the Burton Panthers just swept the Shiner Comanches. And nothing to hang their hat on, to hang their head about, do the Comanches have. They had a great game. At the end of the day, it came down really to three or four errors that they have. And we say it before every playoff game, the errors will tell the tale of the tape. As a matter of fact, the Comanches were actually on a no-hitter through a majority part of this game, and the errors were what kept the Burton Panthers in it. But this is a gritty, gritty bunch of young men here for the Burton Panthers, and they took advantage of that and capitalized on it with a couple of hits late there in the game. Only two hits today for the Burton Panthers, and they made every bit of them count. And they win this game 2-1 and sweep the series after winning the first game 4-1. So only allowed two runs did their pitchers, Eli Yeager in the first game and Tyler Witt in the second game. There's no really words for it. It's so special to be a part of this, a team that believed. We heard from Coach Thaler that this was not something that a ton of people expected. They were not ranked as one of the top teams. But when you believe, and you believe in yourself, and you have the confidence and the backing of a tight community like Burton is, anything is possible, and we're seeing that come to fruition for the Panthers here. We'll be back with some more postgame and some postgame interviews after a word from our sponsors.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Hody Farms in Burton is a proud supporter of the Panthers baseball and Lady Panthers softball teams as they head into the playoffs. A special shout out to their own, Natalie and Houston. Your family is so proud of you both. For your next show pigs, for 4-H or FFA projects, give Hody Farms in Burton a call, 979-251-4718. Good luck in the playoffs. Go Big Red, all the way to state.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with the friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham.
Hey, here, Bastrop, after a huge win for the Burton Panthers, they have clinched a 2A regional final. And to describe a scene like this is a job only fit for the finest poets. But I'll do my best. It's elation and just pure relief and belief that they will keep this going. They always say the most dangerous baseball team is the hottest baseball team. And speaking of hot, I have Tyler Witt, who has been on a roll here up in the press box with me for a post-game interview. And Tyler Witt ending the game with a strikeout there. How does it feel knowing that you had it was on the line, it was on your shoulders, and you delivered for your boys?
Sir, it's something that... a feeling that I've never had before. I mean, I knew I had to get out there at those strikes. I knew they couldn't touch the fastball. And I knew I was only one that could do it. And they were dependent on me, and I was dependent on them to make a play behind me. And we're ready for next round.
Yeah, and you heard it there, folks. He knew they couldn't touch that fastball, and that's exactly the kind of confidence you expect from a ace pitcher like Tyler Witt.
Yes, sir.
So
yes,
thank
sir.
You for that, man. Really quick, you know, they gave me a tidbit here. That was your 101st strikeout on the year to end
yes,
the
sir.
Game, 172 on your career.
Yes,
what does that those accolades mean to you?
I mean, that is just one heck of a number for me. I never thought I'd get there. I see other guys committed to colleges, like, everywhere. And I'm just a sophomore at Burton High School with 101 strikeouts. I feel like that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, I tell you, every time I'm up here, Daryl has to constantly remind me that you're a sophomore because it's just so impressive what you do out there, the composure. You mentioned last series about having to come out this series on the top of your game. And you did so well last series at the plate. You do so again here in this series.
Yes.
And then topped it off with a performance like that at the mound.
Yes.
So that's awesome. And what does this win mean? What does advancing to the state semifinal mean to you in your young career?
I mean, I just feel like we got two more years left, and this one ain't over yet. And I feel like that I'm excited for the next 2 years. I know we got this. We got more players coming up. I feel like the next 2 years are going to be strong. And even with this year, we're really strong right now, stronger than everyone thinks. Everyone calls us the underdog, and here we are going to state semifinals. So, I mean, it's unbelievable. I don't even know what to say.
Does it make it sweeter knowing that you guys are the underdogs?
It does. It makes it a lot of pressure on the other team, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Me and Daryl were just saying that when you go out there as the underdog, you just got to play and have fun.
Yes, sir.
You guys did that, and congratulations, my man.
Thank you.
My pleasure, man. All right, let's see. I got plenty of Panthers here to choose from. Up next is going to be Ryder Biggs, affectionately called by Daryl Little Biggs. And so first things first, you know, Daryl just called you Little Biggs, and the reason he does that is because your brother is Big Biggs, and you had him here in the crowd. How does it feel showing up and showing out for your family and having a performance like you did in front of them?
Wonderful. I mean, I miss playing with him, but, I mean, it's awesome having him in the stands, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that means a lot. I'm sure you look up to him and everything. When are we going to get you with the hay gloves out here?
I don't know. Probably never.
I gotcha. We'll leave it to the big country boy, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, last thing, man. How does it feel to get this win? What does it mean to you? Does it make it sweeter that that people thought you were the underdog?
Yes, everyone, I mean, to me, would think that they could beat us every day. So, I mean, I don't know. It was kind of sweet going into here and winning. So,
well, I'll tell you what, you were a huge part of this win here today. And, you know, made it happen last series on the mound, make it happen today, this series on the plate, doing it everywhere. A jack of all trades. Ryder Biggs, thank you for joining me, man.
Yes, sir.
My pleasure. All right, up next here we got, excuse me, we have Eli Yeager, first baseman and the pitcher in game one for the Burton Panthers. And, man, you know, game one had herself a fantastic game. How did it feel getting you guys, how did it feel it being on your shoulders and getting your team off to a good first step?
It felt pretty good. We
the first couple innings they were starting to hit it, and then we just defense backed it up. I mean, Ryder at third making awesome plays all game long.
I would say, I mean, he had a couple fully extended plays over at third base, and that's kind of what I meant when I said he's making it happen everywhere for you guys today. So how much confidence does it give you having players like that behind you, knowing that, hey, I come out here, and as long as I put some good pitches out there, even if they get a hit, even if they get a contact on it, I got guys behind me that'll make it happen.
It feels really good. You know, just when they hit it, you know, it's like, oh yeah, he's got it. I know he's got it. He's got my back.
But yeah, I mean, that's what a team's all about, right?
Yes, sir.
Having players around you that can have your back. And when I see you guys out there, I mean, this is a very tight-knit group. What do you have to say about the chemistry between you guys? I mean, do you guys hang out after the games and stuff like that?
Oh, I'd say, like, at the beginning of the season, it wasn't so much like that, but now I feel like it's become a whole lot closer.
You guys become closer as the year goes on?
Yes, sir, we sure
awesome.
Have.
So, speaking of getting closer, how are you going to celebrate this weekend?
I don't know, maybe hang out and go fishing or something.
Hey, that's the right way to do it. I love how you even put a little thicker country accent on that fishing. Nice job there, man. And last but not least, what does it mean being that so many people counted you guys at the underdog to get a win like this and go to the state semifinal?
It feels really good. You know, no one was expecting us even to get past Latonia, and then we come out and make it a two-game series against Shiner instead of having to go to that third game, and it feels really good.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, when being an underdog, if people didn't expect you guys to win, they definitely didn't expect this sweep, right? But I bet you guys did. You guys looked like you believed the whole time. And, you know, what has Coach Thaler said to you guys to keep you guys believing?
Oh, he just said, just don't drink the Kool-Aid.
That's a great saying, man. Hey, congratulations. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yes, sir.
My pleasure. All right, up next, here is the lone starting senior on the team, Brady Griffin. You know, I kept mentioning during that game how sweet it would be if they could send you to graduation tomorrow with a win. How does it feel?
Oh, it's great, and, you know, it's even better. I don't have to play on my graduation party. But, you know, I can't believe that we've actually done it. I never would have thought we were going to get this far, and I'm so happy we're here.
And you know what? That's perfectly okay, because even though you don't think it will happen, you guys have believed that it can happen. And you just go out there, play, and have fun. What has been a key for you to go out there and give it your all? Because I mentioned to Daryl, every time I see you out there, you give it 110%. You know, what does it mean for you to go out there and play like that with these boys that you've grown to know over 4 years?
You know, the biggest thing I would say would be everybody, they don't think that we're going to do it, so we're the underdogs, and we carry that on our shoulders, and we go and prove them that we're not the underdogs, and we deserve to be there.
Well, I'll tell you what, you show it every single at-bat and every play that you make out there in right field. Now, you had one over there in right field, showed great hustle trying to get over to it. You thought, but so great hustle there. That's just kind of what I mean about your game. So, being an underdog, you've been here 4 years. What does this mean to you get in your last year, get so far and keep it going?
It's amazing because I think it was in 87 or 89 was the last time they've made it this far. And just knowing that I'm a part of the team and I help, you know, get us to this point, it's amazing. Like, I can't describe the feeling. It's amazing.
Y'all got rafters over there for you to put your name up in the rafters?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome, man. Well, last but not least, man, that's it. Sweep. On to next week. But before next week, this weekend, graduation party.
Yes,
how are you celebrating being a winner and graduating this year?
Oh, I'm going to go out there and drink a few sodas, Dr. Peppers specifically, and just have fun with my family and my friends.
That's good, man. Well, keep it safe. We need you next week, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. All right. Here is left fielder Matt Raymer. And, Matt, you came up huge with some big hits in that first game and all game, both games, with some tremendous catches out in left field with that sun in your face and everything like that. Daryl describes you as a good old country boy. So what does it mean to get a win like this for your good old country town?
Oh, it means everything. I mean, getting out here to play with my brothers on the field and with my teammates that I'm very close with. It just means the world to play another week with them.
Gotcha. Yeah, you just call them your brothers. You know, how have you grown with these guys throughout the year?
I mean, from in the classroom to 4 months on the baseball field, it just grows us closer as a team and closer. We bond together and we have fun together.
That's awesome, man. So, huge win. You guys were the underdogs. What does a win like this mean to you, this city, and this program?
It just shows that being an underdog can be good, and it's sometimes being an underdog doesn't mean all that. It's just getting out there and playing the game as hard as you can and just doing your best.
Hey, that's all we can ask for, is for you to do your best. And I see you right there with the crosses on your tape there, man. And I saw you guys praying out there, so good to know that you guys all together in faith and everything. That's what it's all about, right?
Yes, sir. All glory to him.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for that. So, man, congratulations. How are you celebrating this weekend?
Probably going to go to a pool party with some of my friends and just sit back, relax.
Oh, man, I ain't going to ask you how many of these guys are going to be out there, but I'm sure some of them will, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Awesome, man. Hey, congratulations. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. And last but certainly not least, we have Coach Matt Thaler of the Burton Panthers
here
again.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, man. I know how you're doing, but just give me a couple final thoughts on this game.
I'm speechless. You know, the kids played great. You know, they showed up. We had a great practice yesterday, and, you know, they've been a little bit more coachable this week. Unbelievable. it's been fun, so.
Well, you know, nobody more hard-headed than a high school kid, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But I'm glad you were able to get through to them this week, keep them in the zone. What are some things that you were stressing this week to make sure they're in the right mindset?
Well, as far as baseball goes, you know, we talked about yesterday, we did some situational hitting. We had, runners at second base against good teams, you got to score them. And we did that tonight, you know, and got a few clutch hits. But when that runner gets to second base, we got to get him in, no matter if it's one out, two outs, or no outs. You know, good teams score them with two outs. And yeah. I always say that. And then, you know, throwing strikes, you know, against good teams like this, you can't defend a walk. And we did that tonight. Played great defense. You know, Ryder played a great, great first game. And Jaeger threw well. Kept him off balance with changeups and fastballs. Probably most changeups we've called all year. So it was fun.
That's awesome. So this game started off, this second game started off a little slower. And some errors on the Shiner side really kept you guys into it. What did you keep in mind just to be able to capitalize on those errors?
And that's what I preach to the kids this week during practice. Is, you know, when they give us something like that, a present error, you got to capitalize on it. You got to get bunts down, score them for second base or third base. And, you know, that was big. So.
Yeah, and speaking of coming up big, Tyler Witt, again, not the hottest start, but, I mean, the way he finished that game with all those strikeouts to end it.
Yeah, we had a talk in between the lightning delays, and when he came back out, he threw a few balls. And me and him had a little talk that I'm not going to discuss about on the radio, what he was doing during that lightning delay, but we'll just leave that between me and him. So, I mean, his girlfriend might have been at the fence or something like that, you know. So.
Oh, okay.
He did a great job, and it's a good feeling.
Gotcha. And as a team, speaking about the lightning delay, do you feel like that lightning delay was a good opportunity to get them into the right mindset and kind of snap them out of it?
I'm going to be honest with you. I sit in the dugout with them. We didn't even talk baseball. We were jacking around in there. So, I mean, that's the way this team is. And we're just having fun.
So rather than ramping up the pressure, just keeping them loose?
Yeah. I don't even think we talked baseball. I had the shoes off. And we were just talking awesome. About what we're going to do this weekend or whatever. Yeah. So, no, it's fun with these guys. And I respect them. They respect me. And so it's awesome.
I got you. Well, hey, I asked all of them. I got to ask you, how you celebrating this?
I'm drinking a lot of water.
A lot of water.
You believe that?
Honestly, I don't, and I don't think Daryl does either.
No, it was great. Thank y'all, and thank the Burton community and everybody. I want to thank my wife for helping me through all this. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to thank Sandtown Catering for feeding us. You know, he's been donating some meals, and that's awesome. And TNA services, Tori Harrison. I played ball with him, and he stepped up and fed us. And I just wanted to give a shout out to those guys, and the parents too, of the baseball team, bringing the water and the fans for the dugout. It's amazing. The community. I can't do it myself, and they step up, and it's fun. So
yeah,
it makes it easier on me as a head coach.
Yes, sir. And speaking of Mrs. Thaler, tell her thank you so much keeping me decked out in Burton gear.
I will. Thank you. I think it's Overton. They called me yesterday, and we talked about playing in Huntsville. I just don't know all details, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be a 2 out of 3 series. I just ain't nailed everything down. Possibly Wednesday, Friday, but once again, I know we play them, and it's going to be Huntsville probably somewhere around there. And then I'll get with y'all.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll keep everybody updated on KWHI.com about the details of next game. Coach Thaler, man, nothing else to say but congratulations.
Well, thank you, and thanks for everything y'all do.
My pleasure, man. It's a pleasure to be – it's an honor to be a part of this.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dale. Yes, sir.
Very proud.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. All righty, those were the post-game interviews here as the Burton Panthers have swept the Shiner Comanches for the 2A regional final. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
A funeral is a time of loss and a time of hope. At its best, it can be a tribute to love and life and to the legacy left behind.
Dad gave us so much. Here was our chance to thank him.
Talk to our caring staff about your funeral needs, and let us help you create a ceremony of sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenjura Tile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
All right, as the fans are still here, still celebrating this monumentous occasion, a true highlight in the entire history of the program for the Burton Panthers. They win the 2A regional final, and they punch their ticket to the state semifinal. We just heard from Coach Thaler and the boys there in the post-game interviews, and a little bit of insight there from Coach Thaler. It looks like it might be Overton, but we'll wait till everything's confirmed and have everybody updated, and we'll make sure to keep KWHI.com updated for any of the latest news coming on with the semifinal. And that's a wrap. That's 2-1. The Burton Panthers beat the Shiner Comanches in game two and sweep the series as the underdogs. Any final thoughts, Daryl?
Yeah, what a night. What a game for these boys. Pitching on the bump. Started with Yeager the first game, Witt the second game. You know, even when you don't hit the ball well, or get those runners on base, we found a way to win. Great teams find a way to win. Sometimes you win ugly. This last game, that is two teams that played heck of a defense, and we were just blessed to get one more run than they had. These young guys that are here in Burton, they're living the dream. With your interviews, and every word that they said, you could see the excitement in their eyes. You could hear it in their voice. Coach Thaler, I'm so proud for that dude. He works his tail off, and, you know, but he gets the support. You know, look at the people still here and stuff. Look at the kids. Look how they handle themselves. Look how our fans handle ourselves. This guy that was down below us chirping, he won that game for us because he started chirping on the first batter, and guess what? You didn't get the calls at the end when you needed the calls. we got called. Braden was standing up throwing the ball to third before he was even punching. And you're going to get that. Our fans kept their composure. Wasn't a loud mouth. And so tickled to keep moving on playing again. Can't wait till Wednesday or whenever we play to get back out there. Overton probably has a really good team also, because when you get down to these final few games, you're going to be even matched. It's going to be the team who wants it the most. These dudes that we got on the bump, I'll take them anywhere, yes, on any level, anywhere, with their kind of heart. And it starts with heart. And that's what these dudes got.
Yep, and this is a team that has plenty of heart, and you mentioned it there. Great teams find a way to win, and in this second game, Burton did just that, capitalizing on a few errors there. Only a one-run game in what was really a pitcher's duel, but nonetheless, the Burton Panthers punched their ticket to the state semifinal, and we'll keep the website updated on the details of what the semifinal matchup will be. But until then, this is Javi Jr. and Daryl Kiki signing off. We'll catch you next time.
Today's broadcast of the Burton Panthers baseball playoff game was made possible by St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Burton ISD, Call Your Construction, Sendero Arbor Care, Brenham National Bank, Dahman and Associates, BVR Material, Quality Glass, Burton Meat Processing, Brenham Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woodson Lumber Company, Blinn College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, Citizen State Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guys, First Baptist Church of Burton, Hody Farms, Tegler Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Tielemann Construction, Daryl Kiki, Katie and Trent, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.